I'm reading from the New International Version translation of the Bible in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. And that's from 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, July 25th, finally Friday, 2025. Oh, listening friends, buckle up. It's an exciting, historic, first ever broadcast from the WLUJ studios, which includes about 12 lovely friends and Pastor Mark Johnson of Calvary Church. We haven't done this before, and so I'm excited to share this audience with you, these friends, and then the teaching of Pastor Mark Johnson. Today we're going to be looking at forgiveness, and so we'll have some key thoughts and maybe some interactions from our studio guests. I think there was about 12, but two individuals had to go back to work. So in future recordings of Mark and Friends, call ahead and maybe you can come for one of the programs. We'll try to record two programs at a time. I'll say more about that, but we'll invite you all back. We had some great Watermelon Joyce and Ani and Dave helped get everything set up, and we have a number of microphones and extra microphones in other rooms so we can accommodate more of you into the future. But today we're going to be looking at forgiveness. And forgiveness isn't just something that we experience one time and then we're freed from sin the rest of our lives. It's kind of something that we always have to confess our sins as we fall short. But ultimately, as we recognize Jesus as Lord and Savior and allow him to redeem the sins that we've created in our lives and see him as our Savior, wonderful things happen. And so Pastor Mark Johnson, you might remember from last Friday's edition of Mark and Friends, where I gave him a great overview and some of his life story, testimony, shared all that with us all. Well, now he's going to be back on future Fridays to talk on different subjects. In fact, we already know what next week it's going to be. What is the church? And so we're going to learn it's not just a building, it's not a brand, it's the body of Christ on a mission together. So that'll be next week, a little sneak preview of what'll be going on. But today we're going to talk about forgiveness. And Kurt, who's a board member, Kurt drove in all the way from St. Joseph. So kudos to our board member, Kurt Bobson. I'm getting his name right now. I was calling him a different name for whatever reason earlier. But Dave Fitch is here, our director of development. Joyce Mankey, our station manager. Ani's downstairs holding down the fort, making sure any calls that come in get covered and anyone that comes late. Because we're going to be recording two programs, some people can come for part of their lunch and then leave or have their lunch and come over and record with us the second program. But we'll get that all ironed out in the coming days. But we're excited about 12 of us are gathering at the WLUJ studios. And today, Pastor Mark Johnson of Calvary Church is going to talk about forgiveness.
Forgiveness is a wonderful gift of God to us, and I'm concerned about people. I think the Spirit of the Lord is concerned about people who carry a grief in their spirit for their past sin, things they've done in life and their past that they wish they could go back in time and change. And that grief continues in their life instead of the victory that Christ would have us to have. Mm. And so we want to talk about what forgiveness means and what forgiveness does for us a little bit today.
You know, I should have shared this on the front end, but one of the things Mark asked all of us before we began this program was some of our faith journey. When did we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ? And that would have been a great program because there was about 20 minutes of testimony time of what point in our lives we recognized we were sinners needing a Savior. And so we're pretty charged up after all the testimony time. And then we all prayed up today's program. So hopefully you're going to feel blessed and encouraged because we want to convey God's love to you, the fact that he is desiring all to come to know him. And that begins with recognizing we're sinners, that we need forgiveness, mm-hmm. and then recognizing the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. So I hope over the next 20 or so minutes, you're going to come to maybe a new understanding of how much God loves you and that he desires that we know and understand and receive forgiveness.
Amen. You know, the Bible teaches us that God expresses his love to us by sending his son to die for us. And so when we begin to think about forgiveness, I came to Christ as a pretty young man, a young boy, and yet there are many things in those years as I grew up that I wish I could go back in time and change and do them differently. and the enemy wants to pile onto me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he wants to pile onto most believers that, look how bad you were. Look how many mistakes you made. Look how many things you did wrong. And yet the forgiveness of God is there available for us. And that's through his Son, not through anything we do, anything we've earned. It's a gift of grace that God gives anyone who asks for it.
Now, we opened up with 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, and this is for any of you. Maybe, Kurt, you can read that again, but what comes to mind when you hear this Bible verse? Because God's Word is living, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's used of God to enlighten us, to help us understand his truth. But read that again, and maybe some of you can comment. And I'm going to ask Mark, why of all the verses that he could open up the program, why he chose 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10?
It says, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death.
So I guess that begs the question, what is the difference between godly sorrow and worldly sorrow? Anyone have some thoughts?
Well, with godly sorrow, we have the faith that God has actually forgiven us. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible gift, and so we can rest in the peace of knowing that. With worldly sorrow, we are sorry for our sins, but we don't have the faith that we're really forgiven for them, so that weight is on us all the time. Mm-hmm. Godly sorrow is so much better.
And Joyce, I'm going to put you on the spot because I love your testimony, your faith journey, and the integral part you play with this ministry. But when we are sharing some testimony time, you shared a bit about your background and being happily married to a pastor and loving that situation. And God took your beloved husband away. And so you've experienced earthly sorrow in many ways, but yet you also know the great gift that God has for you. So talk a little bit about godly sorrow versus earthly sorrow.
You know, when my husband passed away, it really did leave a hole in our home, our church. He was pastoring a church, and he fell dead from taking penicillin, actually, and didn't know he was allergic to it. But, you know, it's amazing when you know the Lord, how he gives you that peace and that comfort in knowing that he is with the Lord, and we just transition. You know, we become well one way or the other, whether it's earthly or whether it's heavenly, and knowing that he's with the Lord, and we just praise him for that. Mm. We've gone through a lot of ups and downs since then. The devil's always on the other end trying to discourage us, but, you know, God says he removes our sins as far as the east is from the west, and so we just praise the Lord every day that that peace and comfort is there and that we continue on through him. And because of his leaving us didn't stop us from doing ministry. We've stayed in ministry all of our life and continue to do that. So,
There was a word in that scripture associated with godly sorrow also that resonated with me, and that's repentance. Mm. And so repentance means turning away and going in a different direction. So it involves a recognition. There's a heart change involved with that, too. So God eases our heart. He changes our heart.
I had always heard that godly sorrow comes from God, from our hearts being tender and open to his will and to his word. Worldly sorrow comes because we were caught. So... As a kid, I remember hearing that, and as a kid, I could resonate with that.
Psalm 103, verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And so I'm thinking, Pastor Mark, there might be somebody tuned in today that's like, oh, Mark and Mark, the M&M show here. Mark, you don't understand the sins I've committed. I knew God. I've turned away from him. I've chose a lifestyle. I've chose situations that are not godly. God can't forgive me. What would you say to them, to somebody that just feels like, I'm so steeped in sin that I can't see that I could ever recover and come back to God?
Mark, I think it's a really important thing for us to think about. If I offended somebody in this room, if I hurt somebody in this room and they confronted me, I have several ways I can react to that confrontation. I can be defensive about that confrontation. I can sit there and say, oh, you shouldn't take it that way. I could, you know, be legitimately sorry, and they could not receive my apology. They could not receive anything from me. There's a lot of ways that could be received. God is telling us that we can come to Him and receive forgiveness. So He convicts us. He speaks to us just like somebody would and convicts us of the sin that's in us. Now, in that moment, as we've talked already, I have to make a determination. Am I going to repent from that? Am I going to receive that, or am I going to be defensive? Am I going to reject it and say, oh, no, that's really not God? Or am I going to say, yes, I have offended God, and I'm going to repent and not do those things anymore. Mm. I'm turning from them. Now, he says from there, it produces salvation. Mm. We all know as Christians, if you're listening to this, you're a Christian, that the work of God is in us. Mm. We believe His Spirit is within us. We believe His Spirit produces fruit within us. And part of the fruit that He produces in us is this joy of our salvation, this absolute freedom from those things in the past. Now, I want to be clear, we're not free from the results, the fruit of our sin. We're free from the cost of our sin before God. Mm-hmm. There's still things that are going to may unfold in our life.
Consequences of the sin.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing a group when I was a teenager. They came through as a college group, and they put on this little skit, and this girl came forward to repent. And she's at the altar, and it's the skit they're putting on, and she's crying, and they're praying for her, and they finally convince her she's forgiven of her sin. And when she does that, they go, "You're forgiven." She goes, "I believe that. I believe it." And then she looks at him, and she says, "Does that mean I'm not pregnant anymore?" Well, no, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that the results of what you did have changed. Mm. You still have some of that in your life. But God has forgiven, and I'm in a new relationship with God because of His forgiveness. That relieves me of this regret that would produce grief in my life that would bring destruction in my life.
Hmm. I think of Romans 8:1, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Hmm. And something that I'd learned years ago, conviction, healthy conviction, Holy Spirit conviction, always will have us ultimately turning towards God. Mm-hmm. It's like I recognize the sinful nature, the unkind thing I said, the sinful thought or behavior or pattern that I'm in. Healthy conviction will cause me to recognize that's sin and then turn to God. Condemnation is from the evil one that'll have you turn away from God, and mm-hmm. that's the kind of spirit that'll say, God can't forgive that, or you've committed the unforgivable sin, and so it'll have us turn away. But that comes from Satan. Condemnation comes from Satan. Mm. Conviction comes from the Holy Spirit.
Repentance partly is saying, I'm going to change. I'm going to turn. So now I sit and I say, okay, I need to repent of my anger towards my wife. What am I going to put in my life to stop me from giving into that anger at any time in the future? If I have an alcohol problem, what am I going to do to change that? I'm not going to go to that place anymore. I'm going to have to not have my wife bring these kind of things into my home. I'm going to turn from it. Mm-hmm. Repentance brings about action, and action moves me from that sin so that I am free from it. And that comes by the power of God in us, that we get free from that sin. Yes. We're not a part of that sin any longer, which produces salvation in our life for the things that sin would destroy.
Repentance brings action. I like that. That's a talking point, listening friend. Write that one down and think about that today as you're going maybe to work, or you're running errands, or you're out and about, or maybe you're sitting home thinking through this conversation. Maybe you're incarcerated for deeds that you have done, and we have so many wonderful listeners, Joyce knows about this, that write us from different areas where they're incarcerated, and they look at the radio station as a lifeline. And so today we're talking about forgiveness. Pastor Mark Johnson of Calvary Church is going to be facilitating our Friday discussions. Today we're looking at forgiveness and the importance, listening friend, that you recognize Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the one that can forgive us of our sins. We all fall short. We're all in need of a Savior. And some of you maybe haven't ever experienced the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I would pray, I would trust that as you keep listening, as you read the Bible, get involved in a church, ask questions of a Christian. What does it mean to follow Jesus? Who is this Jesus? Can he be trusted? Can God's word really be inspired and a love letter, if you will, from God to you? Yes. And as you read it and as you understand God's love, you'll recognize that as you confess your sins, he is a forgiving God that loves you.
Mark, I would add one thing here for as an action step for people. This is what I've learned to do in my life. When the enemy reminds me of my failings of the past, I thank God for his mercy. I just stop and thank God for his mercy. And then I take a next step and I pray for anyone I may have offended. God, wherever they're at, I may never see them again in my life, or I may know them right now. But God, wherever they're at, let them find somebody in their life that will show them a true image of your son. Mm-hmm. Let them be drawn to the Spirit. Where I failed, let them be drawn to you. Mm-hmm. Let your truth be revealed to them. So I pray for myself. God, thank you for your mercy. Mm-hmm. And I pray for whatever I did wrong that offended someone, that hurt someone, that was a sin against someone, that they would be healed from that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking of the Lord's Prayer, you know, where we recite, forgive us our sins and forgive those that have sinned against us, or forgive us our debts, or forgive us our transgressions. Mm-hmm. And the importance of, as we receive that forgiveness, we need to extend it to others too.
Yes.
Is there somebody here that would share maybe a personal God sighting where you experienced God's forgiveness and maybe walk through that liberation or that new understanding? I know earlier you had shared a little personal story. Share away.
All right. I was raised in what we called, or I considered, a Christian home. I had all the head knowledge through Vacation Bible School and through Sunday school. I had all the facts, but it wasn't until I went through a time of depression. I'd always suffered from depression. I didn't know that's what it was at the time. Ever since I was 7 years old or so, I never felt good enough. I never could understand the peace that passes all understanding. I knew all the verses. I knew the words, but it was in my head, not in my heart. And I prayed, and I was praying the wrong prayer because I was praying. I was reading the Bible. I was doing what I was raised to do. Somewhere in all of that, whether it was my perception or if it was how I was actually raised, there was no grace. There was no mercy. It was all on me, and I always felt like I was a arm's length away from touching the Lord and him seeing me and loving me. So as my depression became longer, the final deep depression that I was in was 18 months. And looking back, as the current song goes, I don't know what you're doing now, Lord, but I know what you've done. And so he was tearing down the false foundation that I had built my life on, the sand, if you will. And I still believed, but something wasn't going right in my mind. But anyway, from that point, I woke up one day and it was like I was a different person, and I started to understand the peace that passes all understanding. I realized that when I sang Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, he really does love me, no matter what I've done. And I was able, as I've grown from that point, which was probably about 10 years ago, yes, I realized some of the mistakes or the bad choices that I've made in my life and still do today. I don't make as many of them as I did, and I'm grateful for the Lord for that and his leading. But I know that I'm still loved even when I make a mistake. It's so much easier to forgive others, too. It's so easy to do, to share the love.
That reminds me of Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. And listening, friend, this might be a difference maker for you. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. We're not just forgiven, we're transferred from darkness into kingdom life, and we can live a transformed life as we allow the Lord to work in and through us. Pastor Mark, I'm going to ask you to close our time in prayer for those that maybe this is the first time they've ever heard a topic called forgiveness, and for those of us that will follow the Lord's leading today.
Father, we come to you today, and we're thankful for the promises of your word that we can stand on. And your word tells us that you love us. We stand on that today. We rest in that today. Your word says that you will forgive the person who comes to you, sincerely seeking forgiveness, and that you will birth salvation in our heart. I pray for anyone who's struggling with forgiving themselves, struggling with the joy of salvation in their life, that they would be reminded this isn't something that they earn. This is something you have given by sending your Son, and that we receive by faith.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for that, and we pray that would live within us, the knowledge of that would live within us. I pray for anyone out there. Father, your Spirit is already beginning to bring conviction in their life about things, and so they're listening to this today, and they're wondering, how did I even get onto this station? But they're listening, and they're being drawn by your Spirit. Let them know right now, you sent this word for them, that there is a right way to walk. There's a wrong way to walk. And if they learn your ways, they will learn of you, they will grow in you, and they'll find fullness of life in Jesus. Help them in this, we pray, and continue to speak to them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And again, all God's people said,
amen.
Amen and amen. Listening friend, I hope today's subject on forgiveness might have stirred something in your heart. Maybe you just praise God for the forgiveness you've already experienced, or maybe this is the first time you're dealing with, you mean there's a God that loves me, that cares about me, that wants me to come to him? Yes, he does, through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you need more information about that, or you have questions, or how can you trust the Bible, or can Jesus Christ be my Lord and Savior, you can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Now, you may want to listen to the program again or share it with a friend. You can stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org and listen under the Mark and Friends tab. So I hope you'll be blessed by today's broadcast. And again, next week, we're going to be looking at the importance of what is the church. So I hope you can join us again at the same time. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns in a room of friends and Pastor Mark Johnson with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.